Unit 3. Part A.
The Secrets of a Supermarket Layout.
So, now we're standing at the entrance to the store. What would the average customer see when they walk in?
Well, there are some really pretty spring flowers for sale in front of us. And over there, there's a bakery and a cafe. I can smell the fresh bread from here. It makes me quite hungry.
And the wide aisle there on the right is displaying loads of brightly coloured fresh fruit. Those bananas are so yellow.
Very good. You've already noticed a lot of details which are important when we plan store layout. We all know that first impressions are important. That's why we have a larger, clear space at the entrance for customers to look around and orientate themselves. Here we also sell many types of fresh-cut flowers. The bright colours are fresh and welcoming, and they help create the right atmosphere. And it's no accident, Fiona, that you feel hungry. Our senses play a big role when we shop. The smell of coffee or bread makes customers want to buy things, just as the sight of fresh flowers does too. As for the bananas, Rob, we're always careful that there aren't any green ones. They should be perfect to buy and eat.
But why is the first aisle to the right and not straight ahead when you enter the store?
Good question. For some reason, customers always tend to go to the right when they enter a store. Then they like to go round the shelves anti-clockwise. And by the way, they easily get frustrated if the aisles are too narrow for their trolleys. Let's go down this first aisle then. Now, what can you see ahead of us, furthest away from the entrance?
Those are chilled foods, aren't they? Milk products, butter and cheese.
Correct. The staple foods that everyone needs to buy. So, we place that section far away from the entrance. Then, customers must walk through the whole supermarket and perhaps see a few things they don't know they need on the way. Let's stop here for a moment, in front of these shelves. What do you notice? How are the items on the top, the middle, and the bottom shelves different?
Do the middle shelves have more expensive items? I'm not sure about the top shelves.
You're right. We stock the higher quality brands at eye level and the lower priced or bulk goods at the bottom. On the top shelves, there are small gourmet items that not everybody buys. Do you have any questions?
Yes. You didn't mention the checkout. Isn't that important too?
Yes, it certainly is. We always sell sweets, chocolates and a few magazines there. Things people didn't plan to buy. They see them while they're waiting in the queue. It's a fact, you know, that generally customers buy much more than they planned when they walked into a shop. My wife always makes a list before she goes shopping and doesn't buy any items that aren't on her list. That's the best way to avoid temptation.